Economists in Asia say designating the G20 group of leading and emerging economies the permanent body to coordinate the world economy will have little immediate impact. Hadi Susastro, the senior economist at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Jakarta, says it will not dramatically change the balance of economic power in the world.
You know, let's be honest that the agenda of the G20 continues to be dominated by, you know, the larger European countries and the United States. East Asia has not asserted itself.
David O'Rear, the chief economist for the Hong Kong General Chamber of Commerce, says the change does reflect the growing economic power of China and other Asian economies.
In the short term, I don't see how they can make any significant changes, but certainly over the longer period, recognize that China is now a very, very large economy and should be part of the decision-making for the global financial and economic architecture.
The G20 was created as a ministry-level advisory body in 1999 after the Asian financial crisis. It was only last year that the leaders of the group met for the first time. Many developing nations complain that the crisis was created by financial regulatory mismanagement in the big developed nations. They have argued that as a result, their economies have suffered and they should have a greater say in how the global financial system operates. An enhanced role for the G20 commits member countries to continue cooperating even after the global financial crisis ends. The group also agrees to give developing countries more votes in the International Monetary Fund, which oversees aspects of the global financial system. Susastro says with new power also comes new responsibility.
There is so much expectation of such countries like China and India because of their recent economic performance, but also because of the size of their economies, that they should do more for the global economy.
He says there will be increased pressure on Asian countries to act on issues such as reducing carbon emissions, cutting fuel subsidies, and ending protectionist trade policies. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.